You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out our website, 805favorites.com. And, you know, Beacon Coffee was just here, and I just want to say that they're having their first class. They're doing a cupping class where they're trying all these really expensive, rare coffees at 8 o'clock and at 10 o'clock.
You know, that's a good way to really find out about coffee because, you know, I mean, as soon as I taste their coffee, it's totally different than the coffee I made at home.
Do you notice that I'm more together?
Just looking at it. I don't know if you're more together. I'm not sure what you want to call it. You know, I mean, are you wearing a skirt? What is that? Or is
yes,
it your
I'm
pajamas?
Wearing a skirt. This is all I could find in the heat of the night.
Oh, man. And you got a coffee cup there that says what, ukulele on it?
Ukulele. You know why? Because we have an 805 Favorites that just moved.
Uh-huh.
Anacapa Ukulele. They're at their new location, 1899 East Main Street in Ventura. If you want to call, their number is 500-6848. Talk to Brad. It's so cool. The ukulele, they have all these ukuleles out there.
Yeah.
The ukulele is so easy to learn. It only has four strings. It's this little guy.
I know.
And you could take it anywhere you want to go. And they have classes. They sell the ukuleles there. They're very affordable. I want to do a shout out.
I was amazed at how many ukuleles he sells.
I know.
I was sitting there
all
going,
the different
holy
kinds.
Smokes, this guy actually moves ukuleles.
And you can find more about him at www.anacapaukulele.com. But yeah, it's really cool.
And I want to mention again real quick here, the Glen Tavern Inn on this Thursday night. We want you to join us. Check your calendar. Call in 289-1520. We are supplying everything. It's all free to you, okay? All you got to do is come, enjoy, have some wine, have beer, have some food, murder mystery. Oh, tarot card reader's going to be there. It's all going to be good. And now? And as we know, this segment is brought to you by Everybody's Hungry, and Jason Hendrick is not here today. He's back in Purdue, and he has brought in a good friend of his and somebody that's doing a really great job out there for all of us and all the people that really need help right now. And it's Martha Penhall with Food Forward. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Food Forward, what is that?
Food Forward is a backyard harvesting group of volunteers. We're invited into backyards and private spaces to glean the excess fruit, and 100% of it is donated to our food pantries and our food bank here in Ventura County.
So you're going out there, and somebody says, I've got avocado trees, and I've got 50 of them out here, and they're dropping avocados all over the ground, and I need somebody to clean them up, which is good for the tree, first of all, to
Absolutely.
Get rid of the fruit that's ripe and move it on so it has a good bloom next year. But then you're taking those, and you're distributing them to the food pantries.
We are. With our volunteers, they sign up for a pick that we've listed on our website as a picking event, and they meet us there at the property.
Wow.
Usually we pick in the mornings, on Saturday mornings, between 9 and 11:30 in the morning when it's nice and cool. And after about 2.5 hours, you look back and you see the amount of fruit that, and vegetables that you've been able to pick in a very short period of time. So, and then we go and we deliver it to our pantries. If it's a big haul, we get involved with Food Share, and they've already dropped the fruit bins, and they come and they pick it up.
Where do people like this come from? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, here she's doing this, starts it on her own, gets out there like this. Now she's got a crew of people that are helping her just to help people in need. And I'm just blown away by the generosity and the great people here in the 805 taking care of our own people that do need the help.
But you know what that reminds me of is we are so wasteful because you're absolutely right.
Oh, my
God.
We are. You go to places, you know, people's backyards and so forth, and you see, you know, lemons on the floor or whatever. And they're just going to waste, and you found a way to rejuvenate and recycle that.
And that's how Food Forward began in the San Fernando Valley with our founder, Rick Namias. He was walking his dog through his neighborhood, And he saw rotting fruit in driveways and in gutters and watching the squirrels carried off. So he had this idea. So he went on to Craigslist, and he enlisted the help of three other volunteers. And over the course of the next three Sundays, they picked 300 pounds of tangerines from his neighbor's tree. And 3 months later, Food Forward was born. So Food Forward has been around just 3.5 years, started in the San Fernando Valley, and they work all in the greater L.A. area. Food Forward Ventura County is the first branch of Food Forward, and we've been going at it for about 2 years now. We started last year with doing one pick a month. We were born in Moore Park, where I'm from, and last year we picked about 49,000 pounds, one pick a month. This year we are on track. We just hit 78,000 pounds, and we're on track to hit 100,000 pounds picked by the end of this year. And that equates to 4 servings to a pound, so you do the math. Fruits and vegetables going to feed Ventura County's hungry.
That's amazing.
All free.
All free.
All free.
All food that would have been just raked up and put in the trash.
Would have gone to waste.
Just gone to waste.
It's just a really win-win-win-win situation, we say. Everybody wins. The food pantries win. The trees win. The homeowners get a tax donation receipt for their generosity. The volunteers win. They see the immediate gratification. They have this immediate gratification of seeing what they have done in a very short period of time. We take pictures of everyone. Posted on our Food Forward Ventura County Facebook page so that everybody can see what we're doing. And also, our property owners can rest assured all of our volunteers sign a liability waiver before they start picking on the property.
So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, and I can already see there's farmers out there that are hearing this and saying, you know what, I got a lot of waste here, and I'd like to do something with it. How do they get a hold of you?
They can go on our website at foodforward.org and register your property there, or you can call the fruit line, and the fruit line number is 805-409-4760.
She does like I do.
I love that. Everybody takes it. The older we get, we're moving back and forth.
I do that without my glasses.
Without your glasses, we're trying to. What does that say again?
And on the fruit line, you just give us your phone number, and I'll give you a call back, and I'll come out and scout your property. We take a look at what you have. We sample the fruit. And then we coordinate all of the logistics, getting the right amount of volunteers with the right amount of equipment, with the right amount of fruit bins, and which agency is going to get the harvest that we have. So everything is pretty well coordinated. So when our volunteers show up, they have a really great time on having a pick with us.
You know what fruit I always love, and I can never find the trees, but when you do, all the good fruit is on the floor. And
I'm going to guess.
And what's that?
Apricot.
Loquats.
What?
Have you ever had a loquat?
Yep.
Yeah, I have.
I
had
love loquats. And
where would you even find them?
I don't know. If you find out, tell me. I love
because
loquats.
Because every time I see an apricot tree, there's more apricots on the ground than there ever is on the tree.
Yeah. Out here in Ventura County, we pick a lot of citrus, and we love our citrus. But we also love the avocados. We've been picking Asian pears, certainly lots of tomatoes. People tend to have lots of tomatoes and lots of zucchini and squash, especially now during the fall. So give us a call, and we'd like to come out and pick your property.
I'm there. That's
there you
awesome.
Go. It sounds awesome. What a great thing you guys are doing. We really appreciate you coming in here and
Thanks.
Sharing with us what you are doing. Once again, give out your website, please.
It's foodforward.org, and we're always really interested in having volunteers come and sign up and having a really wonderful experience with us. We have students and church groups and corporations that come out, as well as individuals come out, and we've got about 300 volunteers in our Ventura County database that come out and help us throughout the year.
How fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Thank you, Martha.
All right.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Hey, so are we going on break?
I think we should.
We're going to go on a short break, listen to some really great sponsors. Don't turn your dial, because when we come back, we have another special guest, and you don't want to miss it. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.